Mike.
Morning.
Call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Sure, Keith.
Here.
Sure, Dunlap.
Here.
Sure, Hess.
Here.
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes for April 8th? Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, aye. Next is public comment. During public comment, I ask you to please state your name, and you will be given 3 minutes to make your comments. And at the end of 3 minutes, I'll ask you to wrap it up. So first of all, we have Rebecca Myers. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Rebecca Myers. On this Earth Day today, I want to take a moment and dedicate it to gratitude. Gratitude for Indiana County's natural resources and the good people, past and present, who have protected and preserved them. I have gratitude for our parks and trails and for those who maintain and use them. Gratitude for the Hoodlebug Trail, where kids can safely ride their first bikes within a cocoon of nature and history. For the sheer power and wonder of Butterfield Milk Falls, for the happy dogs and hikers romping through White's Woods, for the couples, families, and new parents celebrating the new spruce, and for the hunters, fishermen, kayaks, and bird hunters in Blacklick. Being connected to nature isn't the end of the chain. Being connected to nature connects us to each other, and it connects us to our future by driving families to live here and giving them resources that can sustain them. As a concerned resident of Western Pennsylvania, I urge you, let us not trade the robin's song at our window for the drone of the cooling fans of a data center. Let us not surrender our water that all of our people, animals, plants, farms, and fish rely on to sustain us, just so that an AI supercomputer can stay cool. Let us not trade the fresh air from the deciduous trees that paint our landscape in exchange for the fine particulates of a power plant that will pollute our bodies and our spirits. Let us not sell our land to big business who don't have a forethought for our future generations, for the children being born today and tomorrow, who may never know what beauty and wholeness was here yesterday. We only have one Earth, and we only have one Indiana County. Thank you.
Thank you. Abigail Trimble. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning. My name is Abby Trimble, and I'm a senior at IUP. In addition to spending 4 academic years here, I have also lived in Indiana County the last 2 summers. I love this place, and I love the way it feels like home. My great-grandfather was from Indiana and was a coal miner here before moving to Beaver County to work in the steel mills. Growing up, my own pap used to tell me stories about spending his summers here as a kid, working on his uncle's farm. Like many others, and I echo Rebecca, I've enjoyed spending time fishing and hiking in places like Yellow Creek, Loose Spruce, and White's Woods. I enjoy a nice walk along the Hoodlebug and Ghost Town trails as well. So on this Earth Day, I am also here to express my appreciation for Indiana's outdoor spaces and for the people who have fought hard to protect them. These special places make the IUP experience all the better, and I am sure I speak for many students when I say that. But Earth Day is about more than expressing appreciation. 56 years ago today, the first Earth Day was held to protest reckless environmental degradation. As environmental destruction and the global climate crisis intensify, speaking out has only become more urgent. Nothing less than the future of our planet is at stake. Since last summer, I have been conducting ethnographic research for my honors thesis about the proposed Homer City redevelopment project, and I share many of the concerns that other community members have expressed. While I am sure you are all aware, I want to say it again. If completed, the power plant is estimated to emit 17 million tons of carbon dioxide into our atmosphere every single year. There was not a single year after the turn of the century that the former plant emitted that much CO2. The proposed plant would also be responsible for the expansion of fracking across the Commonwealth. An estimated 250 new wells would be drilled to supply the plant. The science is clear. Natural gas extraction and infrastructure harm the environment and human health in local communities while jeopardizing our climate on a global scale. Having grown up in Western Pennsylvania, I am not unaware of the economic role that fossil fuels play here. I grew up 2 miles from a coal-fired power plant, and during my middle and high school years, Shell built a petrochemical complex across the Ohio River from my hometown. Over and over, we've heard the argument about cheap natural gas in Pennsylvania. But as David Orr writes, fossil fuels have never been cheap. Their true cost is hidden by an economic calculus that ignores externalities, including human health, ecological functions, economic justice, and biological diversity. The time is now to imagine and to create a post-fossil fuel future. On this Earth Day, I urge you to consider the impacts that the proposed infrastructures would have on our health, on our land, and on our planet, because this is the only one we've got. Thank you.
Jessica Jock.
Morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jessica Joplin, and I am a member of CROW. My comment is given today on behalf of someone who reached out to us last week with concerns and questions regarding the work being done on the site of the proposed new Homer City power plant. This person asked to remain anonymous, but wanted their message heard. The message that CROW received is about work activities on the site. So this is the beginning of the quote. Hello. I live in Homer City, and they were working right across from my house. Do you know who I could contact from the plant to ask if they could spray down the area so I wasn't constantly breathing in dust and fly ash they are digging up? I'm pretty sure it's fly ash, but I could be wrong. I see them spraying here and there, but it's definitely not enough. It's ridiculous. I can't open my windows, and I have to avoid going outside for long. I keep seeing your posts, so I thought maybe you would know some resources that I could contact. I'm sure my neighbors have concerns. Close quote. Here is some research and information to remind us of the risks in fly ash, which is a kind of coal ash. Coal ash is the toxic waste left behind when power plants burn coal for energy. It is a mix of carcinogens, neurotoxins, heavy and radioactive metals, and other hazardous pollutants. If inhaled, these toxicants can cause cancer and nervous system impacts, such as cognitive deficits, developmental delays, and behavioral problems. They can also cause heart damage, lung disease, respiratory distress, kidney disease, reproductive problems, gastrointestinal illness, birth defects, and impaired bone growth in children. Clearly, if residents are breathing in a form of coal ash, this is a serious health concern warranting immediate attention. I bring this testimony to the commissioners today, urging you to figure out the best way to attend to these concerns. That might include meeting with residents near the Homer City site and providing them with a procedure for filing a complaint, or perhaps contacting personnel on the site, as I assume they would be more responsive to you than they would be to residents. You no doubt will have ideas for the best way to intervene on this person's behalf, or I should say, on behalf of all those exposed to this risk. Likely many others have concerns and do not know where to turn or are hesitant to come forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Alex Kurtz.
Hi, I'm Alex Kurtz, and I'm an Indiana borough resident. I'm concerned about the proposed Homer City Generation Site redevelopment projects, namely the gas-fired power plant, as well as the AI data center. These projects primarily concern me because of their environmental impacts, likely increases to local electricity costs, and a minimal long-term positive impact to the local economy and communities. According to a 2025 NOAA report, global temperatures have increased by about 2 degrees Fahrenheit since 1850, and 2024 was the warmest year since global records began in 1850. Since data centers require a lot of electricity and this will mostly be sourced from fossil fuels, this AI data center will be a major carbon emitter and contributor to climate change. The stress on our water resources in terms of increased water demand, as well as chemical and thermal pollution, also concerns me. The electricity costs are usually much greater in regions with data centers than those without data centers. Local residents shouldn't have to pay more for electricity just because the data center is responsible for the increased electricity demand. Lastly, although these construction facilities will require many temporary construction jobs, long-term job opportunities with data centers are low. I believe a smarter investment in the local community would be in environmental conservation. Western Pennsylvania has a lot of need for environmental conservation activities, such as reclaiming streams affected by acid mine drainage, planting riparian buffers, creating and enhancing habitat for wildlife, and improving forest health and resilience. These sorts of investments in our land and water resources provide jobs from the planning to implementation phases. Healthy land and water equals healthy people. Thank you.
Linda Santos.
Good morning. Thank you. These are some words from a speech from Jane Goodall. Our planet is so beautiful and so fragile, a planet that supports so many life forms, from the mighty oaks to the most delicate flower, from a huge whale to the tiniest insect, a planet that has created an extraordinary human, that has invented technology that allows us to go to the depths of the ocean, to far into space, where NASA has taken pictures of our home, our only home. This is the only home we will ever know in our lifetime. So how is it possible that despite how wonderful our brains have become, we are destroying this beautiful home of ours? Clearly, our intellect has led us astray. We've forgotten wisdom. It's only when our heads and hearts work in harmony that we can truly attain our full potential. I just hope that we can work together to restore what we have destroyed and heal the wounds that we have inflicted on our beautiful blue planet. If you look at NASA's most recent pictures and ones from 50 years ago, you can see the vibrancy of our blue and green have faded. We should not wait another 50 years to lose it all. We have resources that are sustainable for livelihoods that we can rely on that do not negatively impact our forests, streams, and communities. Let's build on the beautiful things that we already have. Let's not destroy and poison our environment, for they will become wastelands, and nothing lives in wastelands. We may not be able to change the world, but we can change our community. How do you want to be recorded in history? Your choices, and I hope it's for all of us and not for the few. Thank you.
Thank you. Carolyn Tremarkey.
Thank you. I just want to tell you that the water that is in, will be impacted in the Homer City Power Plant, that whole region, will impact the Conemaugh River and the Allegheny River. What we need to know is that the most polluted area in Pennsylvania is in Indiana County at the Altman Run. So all of our water here, so as we pollute more, it connects with our Altman Run pollution. So I just hope that when you possibly rewrite the ordinance to, let us be, help prepare or protect our water systems. They're so fragile right now. It's so hard to clean up this acid mine drainage and all these residual pollutants. It's really difficult, and we're losing our fresh water. So, I mean, it's really very important, this water situation. So please think about that when you rewrite the salvo. Thank you.
Executive sessions. There were no executive sessions held between April 8th and April 21st. Next on our agenda, we have a number of proclamations that we'd like to present. And the first one is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start, please?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, May 2026. Whereas safety is the highest priority for the highways and streets of our county and state, and whereas the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is proud to be a national leader in motorcycle safety, education, and awareness. And whereas motorcycles are a common and economical means of transportation that reduces fuel consumption and road wear and contributes to a significant way in the relief of traffic and parking congestion.
Whereas it is especially meaningful that the citizens of our county and the state be aware of motorcycles on the roadways and recognize the importance of motorcycle safety. Whereas the members of ABATE continually promote motorcycle safety, education, and awareness in high school driver education programs and to the general public in our county and state. Whereas all motorcyclists should join ABATE of Pennsylvania in actively promoting the safe operation of motorcycles, as well as promoting motorcycle safety, education, awareness, and respect of the citizens of our county and state.
And whereas the motorcyclists of Pennsylvania have contributed extensive volunteerism and money to national, state, and community charitable organizations. And whereas during the month of May, all roadway users should unite in safe sharing of roadways within Indiana County and throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, in recognition of 20 plus years of ABATE of Pennsylvania and over 355,000 registered motorcyclists statewide, and in recognition of the continued role Pennsylvania serves as a leader in motorcyclists statewide, and in recognition of the continued role Pennsylvania serves as a leader in motorcycle safety, education, and awareness, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2026 as Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month in Indiana County, and urge all motorists to join in the effort to improve safety and awareness on our roadways. Dated this 22nd day of April, I enter this proclamation as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And today we have some members from ABATE. Glad to see you again.
Nice to see you too. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us here today. And I want to say it's always a pleasure to be with members of the community who care so much about our community. And enough to be here and represent your thoughts. So thank you for that. I want to endorse everything that was said in the proclamation. We are a group, an organization statewide that strives to protect the individual rights of motorcyclists through political change, as well as public education and charitable works. We promote rider education and public awareness. We have a great program called Operation Save a Life. We are going to Penns Manor High School on this Friday. We've been to Homer Center. Some of the high schools don't have driver's education anymore, and it's hard to get an agreement to get in. This program is wonderful. This program does not teach people how to ride a motorcycle. It teaches people how to see us on the road and talks about why we do what we do, why our, you know, different motorcycles, turn signals are in different places, things you need to look for, why we move around on the road to miss potholes and things that two wheels can, you know, need to work on to avoid. So very important to us. If you know of any organization, I've gone to the Rotary Club, anybody, we will happily present our program. Also, we support charitable works within the community. Our two main charities are Camp Arenda and Family Promise. And excuse my back. Sorry. We feel very strongly about both of those organizations. Camp Arenda is near and dear to our hearts. Those are individuals who will never experience the thrill of riding a motorcycle, and we want to support them in their work through life. There are 42 chapters in Pennsylvania of ABATE of PA, and we have a paid lobbyist in Harrisburg who works on our rights and the bills that come through and encouraging things that protect our safety on the roads. We have an annual rights rally at the Capitol Building in Harrisburg. It's pretty impressive. As many of our members as can make it come, there's usually about 300 or 400 bikes, and it looks pretty cool in front of the Capitol Building, and we meet with the legislators that day. We do like riding through this beautiful county. I have to admit, Indiana County is one of the prettiest in the states, and we really enjoy that. So
With me today, I'm Christine Rumba. I'm sorry, I'm the coordinator of chapter president. With me today is Joyce Forney, our secretary, and Roy Lockard, my sergeant at arms.
Thank you. Brought trouble.
Yes. Thank you very much for your time and for the proclamation.
Thank you. Thank you. Christine.
Yes.
The group, I just want to thank you for the effort you do. First of all, the education as far as riding a bike, because you're right. A lot of schools today don't have the driver's ed, but some of them back in the day, I'm not going to put my age on it, but actually used to have motorcycle safety training, and they don't even have that, let alone driver's ed. But one thing to make the awareness, and people need to think about this. When you get in your car today, I want you to sit in your car, and I don't even turn it on. I just want you to look around what you have surrounding you, which is steel. You're pretty much encapsulated. These motorcyclists don't have that protection. And every time that my pager goes off for a vehicle accident, and it has to do with a motorcycle, it doesn't, at the end of the day, mostly doesn't turn out to be good. So thank you for what you do. You're great. Your group does an amazing job. And thank you for the contributions that you make to those organizations, because they mean a lot.
Thank you.
So thank you. The next proclamation is Corrections Officer Week, which is dear to our heart, being an accountant. And Commissioner Dunlap, would you like to start, please?
Whereas correctional officers serve a critical role in the criminal justice system, ensuring the safety, security, and orderly operation of correctional facilities while upholding the law with professionalism and integrity. And whereas these dedicated women and men demonstrate unwavering commitment by working together as a cohesive and resilient team, consistently supporting one another, maintaining vigilance, and exemplifying the true meaning of camaraderie.
And whereas corrections officers exhibit a profound sense of duty by having one another's back in challenging and often unpredictable circumstances, fostering an environment built on trust, cooperation, and mutual respect. And whereas, beyond their security responsibilities, correction officers show compassion and humanity in their daily interactions, recognizing the dignity of those in their custody and contributing to a safe and respectful environment for inmates and staff alike.
And whereas the nature of this profession requires significant personal sacrifice, as officers routinely dedicate long hours, miss time with their families, and place themselves in harm's way to ensure the safety and well-being of the community. And whereas the professionalism, dedication, and selflessness displayed by corrections officers are vital to maintaining public safety and deserve recognition and appreciation. Now, therefore, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim Corrections Officer Week as a time to honor and recognize the exceptional service, commitment, and sacrifices of all corrections officers. Let it be known that their teamwork, compassion, and steadfast dedication do not go unnoticed, and we extend our deepest gratitude to their continued service in protecting our community. This proclamation is dated today, the 22nd day of April, 2026, and I offer it as a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the same. And with us today, we have Song from Mergio and Warden Loveridge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm going to do this without getting emotional. So I want to take a moment to express my sincere gratitude for each and every one of the corrections officers at the Indiana County Jail. The work they do is not easy, and it too often goes unseen by those outside our walls, but it never goes unnoticed by me. Day in and day out, they show unwavering commitment to our facility, often working very long hours and significant overtime. That dedication comes with real sacrifices, time away from their families, missed moments, and the constant demands of a profession that requires both strength and resilience. I recognize those sacrifices, and I am deeply thankful for them. They represent our facility in this county with integrity, class, and professionalism. We consistently receive compliments from outside agencies who recognize the high standards they uphold. That speaks volumes about who they are, not just as officers, but as people. What sets them apart is not only their ability to maintain safety and order, but the way that they carry themselves while doing so. They treat inmates with dignity and compassion, understanding that professionalism includes humanity. At the same time, they never lose sight of their primary responsibility, keeping this facility secure and protecting the community that we serve. Equally important is the way they support one another. The teamwork, camaraderie, and willingness to step up for each other create a culture that strengthens this entire operation. They consistently go above and beyond, not because they have to, but because they take pride in their work and in representing their county. Today, I have brought with me Officer Laird. He's in the middle. Officer Cloudy on the end. And Officer Batten. These three officers are exceptional in every sense of the word. They represent the very best of this profession, and we are truly grateful that they have chosen this career and chosen to serve here in Indiana County. Their dedication, professionalism, and pride in their work reflect not only on themselves, but on the entire facility. I could not be prouder of the example they set or more appreciative to have them as part of our team. In the last month and a half, these gentlemen have worked between 175 and 200 hours of overtime per pay period, in addition to their 40 hours between hospital sits, transports in the facility. I am proud to be the warden and thank you to all of the corrections officers for your dedication, your professionalism, and the pride you bring to this profession every single day. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome, Congress, to my colleagues.
I appreciate your service. I've always said to Warden Leverage, their world is a different world, and we don't realize what they deal with. And even though you think it's a county level that there's not as much to deal with as say the federal level, that's not true. There's a lot of situations that they have to deal with, and I didn't even realize that coming into even when I worked as a human services director, and the things that they have to deal with on a daily basis you can't even imagine, because I didn't. I want to thank you for your service to our county.
I too thank you for what you do day in and day out. The world of corrections has changed quite a bit over the years, and it is very difficult in many ways. And I know you take your jobs very seriously, and it's appreciated and important. We thank you for your leadership and for guiding the county through some very tough times. I know I speak with my colleagues a lot about their jails, and you are definitely held in high regard, and we appreciate that. So thank you. This is really the smallest thing that we can do, but it don't think that we don't take it very seriously. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
But again, we truly appreciate each and every one of you for what you do. We've had the privilege to come over and walk through the facility where the average resident in this county doesn't have that opportunity to see. We see what goes on behind the doors. And believe me, some of the times that what and some of the things that we see becomes very challenging. Very challenging. Things go bad. And as the proclamation stated, they have each other's back in many ways. And again, that proclamation that we just read, everything that's stated in there is true. The respect that they actually give to those inmates is there. I can remember one of the ladies over there who actually cooked for the inmates. And in our conversation, she says, I bring a little bit of spice to every meal. And she said, you know, each and every one of these inmates, they did wrong, and they know they did. But you know what? I don't look at it that way. I cook for them because they do have a heart. And that's why I'm thankful that I can actually cook for these inmates to actually show and give a little care back. And that's what it's all about. Yeah, they made a mistake. But in turn, they treat respect to these inmates every day. They call them Mr. and Mrs. Every one of them. They don't call them by their first name. So I thank you for the job that you do. And truly, again, we appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you. Next proclamation, National Travel and Tourism Week. Whereas the travel industry is essential to the success of every industry, it will continue to be a critical part of Indiana County's economy, development, and workforce. And whereas travel is an economic powerhouse for every state and destination across the country, generating nearly $84 billion for the economy and supporting more than 500,000 jobs in Pennsylvania. And whereas travel spending supports vibrant and safe communities in Indiana County and across Pennsylvania by generating $5 billion in the state in local tax revenue to support essential services such as education, emergency response, public safety, and more.
And whereas travel enables success for all industries, including manufacturing, agriculture, defense, healthcare, and more, by driving sales growth, innovation, education, and operations that power our economy, our nation, and Pennsylvania forward. And whereas America's travel industry cannot be globally competitive without maximizing growth in the domestic leisure business and international inbound travelers, increasing travel to and within the United States drives our economy to a more prosperous future and connects America.
Whereas the number of jobs sustained by tourism supports 6.3% of all jobs in Pennsylvania, making it a critical driver of America's economy and a force for connection and opportunity. Whereas travel is an essential industry, and we must continue to communicate that growing travel leads to economic growth, benefits businesses, fosters mutual understanding, and connects the nation. Therefore, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim May 3rd through 9th, 2026, as National Travel and Tourism Week in Indiana County. And we urge all of the citizens of our county to join us in recognizing the essential role this industry plays in Indiana County. I present this proclamation for consideration as a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same. And today with us is Harrington.
Hello.
The director of the Forest Bureau.
I'm a little conflicted because I would have my back to either the crowd or the commissioners, so I'm going to move over here. As Commissioner said, I'm Laura Harrington, director of the Indiana County Tourist Bureau, and always grateful for your support and acknowledging the importance of the travel and tourism industry, especially here locally in Indiana County. I appreciated the comments about our parks and trails. I agree 100%. We do get a lot of people who come in to visit Buttermilk Falls, our county parks and trails, as well as our state park, Yellow Creek. We are truly blessed and fortunate to experience a collaboration in Indiana County that is unsurpassed. And the facts that you shared in the proclamation, thank you for acknowledging those. We have a full report that can be accessed on our website. But to bring it more local to Indiana County, total visitor spending equates to $186 million. Total visitor spending, when folks come to our county, eat in our restaurants, shop in our shops, participate in our events and festivals, support our small businesses. Tourism industry total employment jobs in Indiana County are over 1,400, 1,469 to be exact, with a 1.4 increase over last year. So we're continuing to add more jobs that support the travel industry. Breaking that down, the 186 $1.4 million. To transportation is $54.1 million. Food and beverage, $49.1 million. Recreation, $35 million. Retail, $31.2 million. And lodging, $17 million. So let's get out and support our local businesses, our friends and neighbors who operate small businesses within our county. When we support one another, we add to the quality of life that we all enjoy here in Indiana County. I'd like to take a moment to recognize a few of my team members who are here today. Tony Greenewalt, you all may know Tony because he's been our ambassador for Indiana County for many, many years. He is a very good, strong example of meeting people, talking with them, promoting our assets in just everyday conversation. And he's even wearing an America 250 Pennsylvania, Indiana County shirt, because this is a big year for our country, but also for Indiana County. Wear it proudly, and we encourage the community to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our country. There are many events that our local organizations and businesses are planning, one of which is a parade on July 3rd, a community parade along Philadelphia Street. Encourage you to enter a unit or a float in the parade, or come out and participate in the parade. And if you are a business or an organization along Philadelphia Street, decorate red, white, and blue. My other very strong team member is Melinda Gressley. Very happy that she's part of our team. And she is our tourism associate and membership coordinator. And she's happy to talk with you about the events that are happening throughout our county. Very friendly voice when you call the Tourist Bureau or walk to our new Welcome Center. I invite you all to come and experience National Travel and Tourism Week. It's May 3rd through the 9th. However, Monday through Friday, we'll have our doors open at the Welcome Center, and we're located at 600 Philadelphia Street. We will be having a prize wheel for folks to spin, having some fun giveaways. Please come in and see what we're all about. As I mentioned earlier, we're all about collaboration. Happy to collaborate with our neighbors, the Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Indiana, all supported, of course, by the Center for Economic Operations, which includes the commissioners, the Chamber of Commerce, Indiana County Development Corp, neighbor, and the Tourist Bureau and IUP as well, university. So this new location brings a lot of opportunity for us to work closer than ever together, and good things happening for our community. We will be having our grand opening of the Welcome Center May 1st. And as I mentioned, feel free to stop in the following week and see what we're all about.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much.
Well, Laura said it all. Now we really appreciate all. Now it's all good. There's a lot going on in Indiana County, and we appreciate all the support that you provide for those events. It is a driver of economics and local economies, and I especially love the outdoor recreation opportunities that we have here. And in fact, today they're doing a ribbon cutting for a portion of the Ghost Town Trail, and we always celebrate our Ghost Town Trail as the 2020 Trail of the Year.
That's right.
The state, so all good things happening there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and being the 250th year, Laura plays a big role in that because she represents Indiana County and now with us. We appreciate you doing that. But you're right. Director Stauffer has basically put his touches on the Welcome Center down there. And I urge all the residents of Indiana County, please stop in and see it. It's something, if you bank there, you'll still recognize it in certain ways, but you've got to stop and see it. It's a wonderful place to stop in and see. But again, thank you and your organization for supporting a lot of these things that people don't even know that you support. The fairs, you know, the different outdoor activities, some of the things that murals and stuff like that go up. It's all supported by you, and we truly appreciate that. So,
Don't forget the gift shop. You don't want to forget the gift shop.
Yeah, the merch. The merch.
The merch. The merchandise area is in the old safe of the bank, which is a really cool place for it to be. They've set it up very cute area. Some very nice products in there. Get your t-shirts in there. And since we're talking about other things, recreation to support this afternoon, we're meeting. Having a meeting to continue our planning for the ribbon cutting for the pedestrian bridge, the 22 pedestrian bridge. So that's to be announced yet this summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next proclamation is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Commissioner Hess.
Thank you. Whereas since 1949, May has been officially recognized as Mental Health Month to raise awareness of mental health conditions and mental wellness for all, and to prevent discrimination against people with mental health issues. And whereas mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and whereas half the population will experience some type of mental health challenge over the course of a lifetime, and whereas one out of five adults, approximately 59 million, live with a mental illness, one out of five children ages 3 through 17 have been diagnosed with a mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder in the United States. This impacts both the person experiencing the mental health challenge and those persons who care and love this person facing such challenges. Whereas every day millions of people face stigma related to mental health and may feel isolated and alone, going years before receiving any help. Whereas recovery can and does happen, and all Indiana County residents should know that support and help is available regardless of anyone's individual situation. Whereas creating a community where everyone feels comfortable reaching out for the support they deserve is crucial to ending the stigma around mental health.
And whereas access to support and ending the stigma is a paramount importance, and whereas every citizen and community can make a difference in helping end the silence and stigma that for too long has surrounded mental illness and discouraged people from getting help. Whereas we, the commissioners of Indiana County, wish to enhance public awareness of mental health and hereby recognize May of 2026 as Mental Health Awareness Month in Indiana County to enhance public awareness of mental health and to help end the stigma. Dated the 22nd day of April, 2026. I enter this proclamation as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And today, Ms. Calderon.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the proclamation, awareness of mental health, just as good nutrition and cardiac care and all of those things are important. Mental health awareness is vitally important as well. And so this calls recognition for that. And I also want to mention that there's an extensive continuum of care that's available in Indiana County for children, to adolescents, adults, as well as the aging population, and services that are available in various providers in our county. So everyone needs to be aware of that. There's a new drop-in center that's located in Indiana, as well as a new behavioral health, Mountains Behavioral Health Inpatient Facility. So we've worked really hard to try to make sure that there's that extensive services that are available for anyone. And I did want to mention that we have a couple of folks here today from the Community Support Program. Aggie and Becky are going to talk a little bit about some of the activities, at least one activity that's taking place this month in Indiana regarding to celebrate the mental health awareness. So, Aggie, thank you.
Hi, my name is Aggie Hockenberry. I am the co-chair for the Indiana Community Support Program. Each county in Pennsylvania has a community support program. It was professionals, family members, consumers, all with one goal is to change the mental health system and support people in mental health services. On May 8th, you might have seen it on Facebook, there is a mental health awareness fair going on. It's superhero themed. It's at Mount Park. It's a free community event. Everyone is welcome. There'll be resource tables because honestly, I really believe in personally that people need those connections to the resources that they need, whether it's mental health services or community support services of any sort. So there's an array of mental health vendors, many agencies that will be there. There's a foam party. Last year there was a foam party, a color splash party, which was phenomenal. There's a band, free food, basket raffles. Everybody is welcome. Come in your superhero gear or come not in your superhero, because you are your own superhero of your mental health. And I like to say that, like, we all have our own mental health, no matter whether you have a diagnosis or not. Sometimes we're, you know, sad for a day or really happy a day. But, you know, mental health impacts us no matter what, whether we have a diagnosis or not. And just remember that. And I'd like to say for Tammy, you know, we should be really proud of Indiana County for the mental health services we have, because I sit on a lot of things statewide, and there's a lot of counties in Pennsylvania that don't have as many resources as we do in Indiana. So I just want to let you know that, because then I'm really proud to say that we do have those resources. And then, so my other co-chair is Becky Perkovich. I don't know if she wants to say anything, but that's all. But thank you so much, Incom, and thank you so much for doing the proclamation.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Becky Perkovich. I'm actually with Blairsville Support Group. And we focus more on addiction, but also mental health and addiction go hand in hand very often. Aggie said a lot about the event, but what I would like to share, sometimes people are hesitant to reach out for help. This type of a community event with the resource tables that have vendor information, it really can be a welcoming level of connection that's a little bit more comfortable for people if they're hesitant about reaching out. So like Aggie said, everyone is welcome. It's just a good way to learn what we have in the area, which is a lot. And we've got over 30 vendors already, and they're still coming in. So we're really looking forward to an event that just seems to grow every year. So thank you very much.
You.
And just to add, it's like Mickey from 2 to 5, and all are welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for what you guys do. Again, it's one of those things behind the scenes that a lot of people do not see. We're fortunate, you're right, in Indiana County to have what we have, and especially the facility over at IRMC campus is a wonderful facility. So we're very fortunate to have that. So thank you. So
we made a lot of strides in the mental health services arena, but I'm every day reminded the need seems to continue to grow. So thank you for what you do. I know that's a calling, not a job to you all, so we appreciate that.
I got to read the part about the resources, and I like that because, of course, I'm very familiar with most of those resources. As an individual who has to access them, it can be, because of the number of them, very overwhelming at times. So it's important to know where to start. So your fair is one of the places. 211 is another number to call. So that's a good resource.
Okay. Our last proclamation is Earth Day. And Mr. Gilman, would you like to start, please?
Whereas Earth Day, established in 1970 and celebrated nationally, is an important milestone recognizing the country's commitment to environmental stewardship and environmental justice. Whereas we all have the responsibility in these challenging times to work together to preserve and conserve our natural resources and the beauty of our region. Whereas the national theme of Earth Day 2026 is Our Power, Our Planet, urging us to remember that clean air, safe water, and climate resilience aren't optional, they're essential.
And whereas Indiana County, known for its tree farms, currently nearly 60% tree cover, annual benefits of $165.6 million in reduced air pollution, stormwater, and carbon dioxide. And whereas Indiana County Conservation District has provided support to the county's 951 farms, watershed restoration efforts, and biodiversity initiatives. And whereas the group of the Indiana County Sustainable Development Task Force has fostered sustainable agriculture, the renewable energy sector, and environmental restoration, such as Indiana County Solar Co-op.
And whereas volunteer organizations in Indiana County have worked countless hours to restore watersheds, to create community gardens and food forests, and to encourage active recreational walking and hiking. And whereas Indiana County boasts several boroughs and townships with sustainability efforts, such as White Township's Allotted Stewardship Plan for White's Woods Nature Center. And whereas Indiana County, as a significant migratory flyway, hosts an unusual number of bird species. And whereas the future of Indiana County's health, environment, and beauty depends on the continued active engagement and care of residents. Now, therefore, the Indiana County Commissioners do hereby ask all Indiana County community members to join together to proclaim April 22nd, 2026 as Earth Day. I offer this proclamation as a motion to the board.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
What does it say? We have people?
Well, thank you. This is the first time we've done a proclamation for Earth Day. I would like to thank many of the members of groups here today contributed to these, some of these sentiments, all of them actually, and I appreciate those words. I don't know, I could probably talk for hours about Earth Day because I was, that was my major in college was natural resources management. So we learned a lot about Earth Day at that point. And then I worked many, many years. That was my career in the conservation arena, Department of Agriculture and Water Quality Education and, the Solid Waste Authority and Recycling Center. So I have this experience and it's very meaningful to be able to have a proclamation, and I thank my colleagues for supporting this, and I thank you all in the audience for being here and hearing it today. And when we do a photo, I hope you all will come up and be part of that photo because we all can celebrate Earth Day. So thank you.
I will say one of the things that I think that we hear most often is about our county parks. A lot of people visit and use the county parks. And many times I've often heard that beautiful state park, they don't even recognize it's a county park. So we feel quite honored that, we're actually up there with the state and we can actually exemplify what we actually have to offer to our residents of Indiana County. So a good kudos go out to our director and all those people that work in the parks, the trails and everything to keep them up.
I just wanted to point out, you talk about the conservation district. They're doing so much. They're involved with plantings recently and invasive plant cleanup. And there's podcasts being done about birds. And so check out that website.
Yes, awesome. And they're having their Envirothon, which is a youth development and environmental educational activity for all the youth of Indiana County. So that's next Wednesday.
Okay, let's get some photos. We'll start with the abate. You want to come up, please?
A tree. Birthday problems.
For us, as far as I am aware, in my stuff, you didn't teach them. I'm not sure. That's one of my memories.
Yeah.
No, I'm just reading you.
Let's get this meeting to order.
Oh my Joyce. She hasn't changed her bedroom.
Yeah, I need one of those signs.
I always say, well, like, oh, the one who likes to write it, don't know their hands.
Right. On there was like, you
know,
like, no, I like the idea of trying to take a picture.
That's all I was saying.
Don't leave yet.
I'll send you mine too.
That was lovely.
I guess we can go this way. We'll go over.
Thank you guys.
He's gonna have to send it to us, not like
I don't want to be in the middle, but
and it's saying next week, except for Monday, marks it.
I think Tuesday is gonna be good.
Okay.
I'll talk to Matt, see what we have.
Yeah.
On the agenda.
Yeah. Already? My way.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
It's been a busy day.
Thanks for coming.
Did I visit anybody?
You gonna get it? Downstairs. He's nice.
Is that for you?
I'm not squeezing a little more. I'm sorry. I'm going to get my
order, Jar.
No. This is Josh. They don't want me to have a party. I got to get too much meat. Nobody needs that.
It's the DFCC. Eric's trying to get that in front of me.
So we're back here.
I got them last year, and they're on. They're taller than my brain. I'll stay. You don't have to understand.
See what Roger's up to. We have to see what you're up to.
All right.
And see the progress. The black Sharpie.
We are getting those. We are thinking.
But we're not getting them black. They're going to be white.
They're white.
What are you doing?
Right. We're getting them. And I'm banging in the deep to get them. Laura and I don't. Laura and I fight over them.
No, I got one from Homer. And I still fight over them. And she's right there.
I don't like black. So you're safe.
I'm going to take her desk blind, and I'm going to take the phone, and she ended up on it.
I think I've said that before.
Wait, what? You're talking about me?
No, he's talking about you.
Continue on. Next, we have bids for the parks and trails, and Ms. Merritt, would you please present?
Yes, recently we advertised for surplus sale of items at the Indiana County Parks and Trails. We opened bids yesterday for these 30-some items, and the total bids, they add up to $593 to six different bidders. So I'm asking the board to approve the sale of these items to these high bidders of these items.
I so move.
A second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
All right.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you. Next, from the Office of Planning, we have a change order number five. And Mr. Morrow, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
And the Office of Planning and Development, the Indiana County Airport Authority, Delta Airport Consultants, and Stifel McGraw Architects recommend that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number 5 in the amount of $7,184 with Francis J. Palo for the Jimmy Stewart Airport Hangar and Parking Lot Project. Change order number 5 is to remove 60 linear feet of existing steel pipe, drainage pipe, backfill with number 57 stone, and compact the disturbed area. The revised contract with Francis J. Palo with approval of change order number 5 will be $2,362,597, and the additional cost will be covered by Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant funds and Commonwealth Finance Authority grant funds as well. Okay, do I have a motion to approve change order?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, so. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Next, we have a grant application. And Chief Leonard, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Indiana County Probation is requesting approval of the County Commissioners to submit a grant application for the Justice Reinvestment Initiative 2 grant. It's also known as the JRI-2. This is a non-competitive grant, and Indiana County's allocation would be $131,959. The purpose of these funds is to improve operations of the Adult Probation and Parole Department. We are looking to use that money towards various new office furniture, including desks, computers, chairs for the officers. We are also looking to expand our conference room to allow more space for us to see people, hold trainings, and have hearings. And that would also create, needing a new conference room table and chairs. For that. So that is a brief summary of what we would ask to be spending that money on.
Good. I'll make a motion to approve this grant, subject to review of the final expenditures under the grant. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Second is a project modification.
Okay, Indiana County Probation, in collaboration with the Armstrong Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission, has a intermediate punishment grant, and we are looking to request additional funds in the amount of $49,414 to go towards the salary of our treatment court coordinator and also to support increased treatment costs.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the modification?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And the next is another grant application.
Sure. Indiana County Probation is requesting approval of the County Commissioners to submit the AOPC Treatment Court Discretionary Grant for our Drug Treatment Court. We will be requesting funds in the amount of $4,870 to pay for training and program incentives. We are required to, all team members are required to have a number of training hours per year, and this would allow us to go to the Treatment Court Conference in the fall under the grant and not the county budget.
Good. I have a motion to approve the grant application.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Favor, aye. Aye. What does it say? And the last is a grant application.
Sure. We are also requesting approval to submit the AOPC Treatment Court Discretionary Grant for our Veterans Treatment Court Program. These funds would also go for training for the team members for that program. And we would need $1,422 for the conference in the fall.
Do I have a motion to approve this grant application?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. And thank you for all the grant applications.
Sure.
It saves the bottom line. We appreciate that.
Sorry.
Next on the agenda is a vehicle purchase, and Ms. Marriott, would you like to present?
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve the purchase from TriStar Motors under government pricing, a 2026 Bronco Sport, this in the amount of $32,756. This vehicle will be used as a pool that all county employees can use to travel to meetings, conferences, and such. And this will help alleviate any extra expenses on travel costs.
Do I have a motion to approve the purchase?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Robin. And next, we have a fleet maintenance contract. And good morning, Terry. Do you like to present?
Yes, the county issued a request for proposals for fleet vehicle maintenance services. The submitted requests for proposal have been reviewed. Don Healy Automotive has been selected subject to final contract approval. At this time, I'm requesting the commissioners to approval to proceed with that.
Do I have a motion to approve the maintenance contract?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Carrie. Okay. Any other business before the board today?
Oh, yes. Well, we introduced the exchange.
We have a guest with us today, and Liz Herman is doing an exchange program. So, Liz, if you'd like to just introduce your exchange student, please.
This is Irma. She is from Turkey. And actually, I'm a representative from ASSE, Foreign Exchange Student Program. Ermac is staying with a host family in Evansburg. But I brought her to Indiana County today to witness local government in action.
Great.
And we have some other things planned and a lot of Indiana tourism going on this weekend. Covered Bridges and Smithsburg and Buttermilk Falls. So great. Everything that was talked about earlier is going to come home this weekend.
Well, you've got a really great illustration of some county government, really of a vast array of the things that we do in county government. So thank you for joining us. And you're going to stay for the Board of Elections, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then give a little tour of the courthouse and so on. So, thank you.
Well, welcome to Indiana County.
Yes.
We always portray this. It's a wonderful life.
We'll talk about that later. Yes.
And if you can, you got to watch a movie. It's a Wonderful Life. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Any other business before the board today? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be held here in the hearing room on May 13th at 10:30 a.m. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second? Yeah. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all being here.
Thank you.